Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
William Regal written off TV amid WWE return rumors. We'll get into that. Plus, some major returns last night on Dynamite. And a big title match is planned for WrestleMania 39 for Thursday, December the 1st, 2022. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Here is now a message to everybody on my show, in my locker room, and on my roster. As long as I'm in this company, you will never know what it feels like to be on top, because I am going to be world champion for a very long time. All the way, in fact, until the bidding war of 2024, where I will use Triple B as a bargaining chip to get the biggest money contract in the history of our business. I will make more money in a day than any of you white trash, disgusting hicks will see in your worthless, miserable lives. I just pray to God the right con foots the bill, and Lord knows I ain't talking about Tony, no, no. I'm talking about my boy, jolly old Saint Nick. And my other boy, the Game, Trips. During my long and fruitful, illustrious reign as world champion, Triple B will be defended very rarely, and I will wrestle very rarely, because unlike everyone else in this business, I'm a special attraction. In order for you disgusting pores to see me defend my title, 9 times out of 10, you will have to reach into your pockets with the small amount of money that you have and buy a pay-per-view in hopes to see someone dethrone me. Newsflash, they won't. I am about to have a world title reign that will make Hulk Hogan, JBL, and Jeff Jarrett seem short and sweet. I am about to have a world title reign that is gonna make that schmuck Bruno Sammartino roll in his shitty little grave. Wait, Mr. Regal. I almost forgot. They might have booed you when you came out here, but they respect you. Everyone in this business respects you, because for 40 years, you have given blood, sweat, tears, and sacrifice to this business. Yeah, give it up for Regal. You love this business. And that's why I just wanted to say, from the bottom of my heart,
oh, God. God!
What the?
What is wrong with him?
Oh, my God, Max. What is it? Steve Regal? Will you put the... He's had
two neck surgeries in the last 7 years. He has 4 titanium discs in his neck and a brain bleed as well.
It's funny. You said I had much to learn, and yet you're the one who made a deal with the devil. So allow me to leave you with the same words you left me 7 long years ago. Will, the game has changed. MJF exclusively hires top talents or top world-class athletes. When you're one of them, send me your stuff. Yours sincerely, the world champion, Maxwell Jacob Freed.
An incredible promo from the new AEW world champion, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, putting the entire AEW locker room on notice and beyond as well. Some highlights from the 12, 13 minutes that MJF had the microphone included talking about promising to defend the title rarely, saying he would have a title reign longer than Jeff Jarrett and JBL, one that would make Bruno Sammartino roll around in his shitty little grave, the words of MJF. He said he would hold the title all the way through to the bidding war of 2024, when his contract is due to expire with AEW, and he references his desires to meet up with Nick Khan and Triple H during this promo. He did all of this whilst unveiling a new look AEW championship belt with a Burberry strap, one that he is calling Triple B, the Big Burberry Belt. It's a gorgeous thing. I like it. The final moments of this tirade from the new champ saw him putting on a pair of brass knucks and addressing William Regal, saying these knucks helped me get to where I am now. And just as it looks as if he's about to say thank you, he hits William Regal in the back of the head with the brass knucks, and Regal lies motionless as MJF recites the email that Regal sent to him 7 years ago, but swapping names around as it's from him. Bryan Danielson and medical staff rush to the ring shortly after this, and that ends the segment with Regal not moving since he got hit with the brass knucks several minutes before. This seems to write William Regal off of AEW television for the foreseeable. They make a strong reference of Regal having bleeds on the brain and issues with his neck, numerous health problems. So this will no doubt keep Regal away from AEW television for a while. And this comes at quite an interesting time, as there's a lot of conversations about what William Regal does next. Now, we must point out that William Regal has a contract with All Elite Wrestling. We believe, according to sources, it is a 3-year deal. However, Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer Radio says the following. When Regal signed with AEW back in April or May, he said he signed for 3 years. Something is going on, but I'm not sure of all the details. Actually, I've been told a lot of the stuff, but most of it was off the record. The basic gist of the situation is, as far as if he's going or if he's staying, I do know that is something that has been talked about. The rumours have been out there even before Wednesday's show. The thing on Dynamite, where he obliged Moxley's request to run, was just an angle. But there had been talks of that from very early on. There's something going on. As far as the contract situation with Tony and everything like that, I'm not aware of that. But I do know that it's something that's in play. He said his contract was 3 years, so in theory, he couldn't do anything until April 2025. But that's what I know. That's what I can say, put it that way. Now, there's a lot of reading between the lines we can do with Dave Meltzer's comments, taken with a pinch of salt, of course. Would it be completely out of the realms of possibility, hypothetically, to reach a point where WWE buys William Regal out of his AEW contract? Triple H and William Regal have been the closest of friends for a very long time. When Triple H took over the running of WWE, a lot of people asked the question about whether William Regal would be back there. It was even addressed on William Regal's podcast, Gentleman Villain. And William Regal was very keen to point out that he's a professional and he doesn't know what's going on over in WWE. I guess we'll see as the weeks go on what this means. It could be, let's not get too excited, it could just be an injury angle that we see and a story that is told over the next 12 to 18 months with William Regal trying to get back into the better graces of the Blackpool Combat Club. It could be something like that. We could be going in that direction. But I just think that it is interesting that William Regal has had this very physical storyline. He doesn't tend to do these so often these days. Very interesting that he's done one now, when all this conversation is around about his potential return to WWE. Stuff to think about there. Also last night on AEW Dynamite, we saw two returns to the company. Ruby Soho is back. Following Anna Jay's loss to Willow Nightingale, we saw Ty Mello helping Anna out of the ring. And that's where we heard Ruby Soho's music hit. And she appeared in the ring to beat up Mello, leaving her battered on the ramp following a destination unknown. So Ruby Soho back in fine form. And Hangman Page is back as well. Adam Page making his return to AEW, confronting Jon Moxley as the show opened up. After Moxley made comment about what happened last time they were together, this led to a brawl between the two that had to be broken up by security and officials. So maybe it looks like we're leaning towards a Moxley versus Hangman Page story moving forward from here. Great to see Hangman back. It was a very unnerving moment to see him taking that lariat and landing badly and not moving for ages. And I'm glad that he's back in good form. I'm glad to see him back in good form. Also last night, we saw another match added to Ring of Honor Final Battle. Wheeler Yuta is going to be facing Daniel Garcia for the Ring of Honor Pure title. This challenge came after Yuta did a sit-down interview with the Blackpool Combat Club and the Jericho Appreciation Society. Yuta wants a shot at Garcia and the title that he took from him. So that is added to the Final Battle card for next weekend. That also includes Chris Jericho defending the ROH title against Claudio Castagnoli. And that is currently all we've got for the card. A week out from the show. I'm sure more meat will be added to the bone of Ring of Honor Final Battle in the days to come.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A big title match set to take place at WrestleMania, with one star getting a major push between now and then. Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio saying there is a very big push for Rhea Ripley. I think we may be looking at Rhea Ripley versus Bianca Belair at WrestleMania next year. Rhea Ripley's been on a tear, an absolute tear. And she could do with a bit of, more gold, I feel. She's won the title and she's lost the title at WrestleMania. Let's see her win the title once again, maybe. That'd be pretty cool. I think those two would have a barn burner, however it goes down. Also, we can announce now officially that AR Fox is All Elite. So last week, I believe it was, we heard that AR Fox, indie standout, who's had a few matches on Rampage and Dark, made his Dynamite debut and then was offered an AEW contract. And it was confirmed by Tony Schiavone last night that he is officially signed with AEW. So congratulations to AR Fox on joining AEW. From indie standouts to Hall of Famers, Tony Khan on Busted Open Radio was talking with the gang, and Tommy Dreamer suggested maybe Ricky Steamboat could appear on AEW TV. This follows Ricky Steamboat's retirement match we had over the weekend. And Tony Khan says it's definitely something to keep in mind. I think it's amazing that Ricky Steamboat got back into the ring. And it's certainly something to think about. Ricky Steamboat's last match, one of my personal heroes. I do think he was a great part of AEW already when he came in as the guest timekeeper. So maybe Ricky the Dragon Steamboat back in AEW at some point? Stranger things have happened. Later today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, you have a watch-along special courtesy of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review. Sam Driver and myself watch WCW Uncensored 1996 yesterday, and you can hear us, I want to say, talk about the show, but we talk about everything other than the show, I'll be perfectly honest, but you can hear it on the Cultaholic podcast feed and watch it on the Cultaholic Patreon a little later on today. Also on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, in case you missed it, we dropped it last night, so you'd be forgiven for not spotting it when it first popped out. But you can check out the latest top 10 list from Cultaholic as we take a look at the 10 worst matches of 2018. We had some blinders in 2018, but we also had some duffers as well. We'll count down the 10 worst at youtube.com/Cultaholic. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out Cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.